That's the world's Quill Lawrence on the edge of Gaza. Israel insisted today that all the weapons it's using are legal, but medical staff in Gaza say they've treated at least 50 people for the effects of white phosphorus. White phosphorus is an incendiary weapon that's illegal to use in civilian areas. Mark Garlasco is with Human Rights Watch. He's on the border with the Gaza Strip, just inside Israel, and he's waiting to get into Gaza to look for evidence of violations of the Geneva Conventions. Today, Garlasco said that he saw the use of white phosphorus over a built-up area.
About 3 miles behind us is an Israeli 155-millimeter artillery battery. And when you drive back there and take a look at them, they're handling American-manufactured and marked white phosphorus projectiles. They're fused and they fire them off. When you stand on the ridge, you can hear them as they launch. You count the seconds until there are the impacts over the refugee camp. And then you all of a sudden have a situation where you watch these airbursts. And that really, it's incredible. It looks like jellyfish. It's quite beautiful and intricate. The head of the burst opens up into a big white puffy cloud, and down from it are the tentacles of the jellyfish. Inside of the 155-millimeter shell, there are 116 wafers. Each wafer is soaked in the phosphorus. Once it contacts oxygen, it immediately burns, it ignites. And those burning embers fall to the ground and create this smoke screen, which is what the military is so hopeful is going to mask their troops.
Okay, to mask the troops. So the intent is to create this plume of smoke so Israeli soldiers can then make their move on, say, a building. Now, the problem is the residual effect of these wafers, as you describe them. What is the effect on humans?
Well, the concern that we have is the Israelis are not just using these in the open to mask their forces, but they're dropping it over densely populated areas in Gaza, such as these refugee camps. And when these burning hot embers come down, anything that they touch are going to burn. And that means homes could ignite, fields could ignite, and worst of all, if it comes into contact with human skin, you're looking at it burning down to the bone. At a minimum, third-degree burns. One of the problems that you have is also that it burns until the fuel is completely exhausted. And that takes about 5 to 10 minutes. So if it does come into contact with the human body, it has to either be immediately removed or it has to be submerged in water. You can't just douse it. You have to completely submerge it. You have to remove the oxygen from it. And so it's incredibly dangerous to civilians.
I guess the question here, Mark, would be this. You gave a very specific description and definition of white phosphorus, what it's used for, what it looks like when it's coming down. But are you 100% sure that that is what you were looking at?
Well, it's always possible that the Israelis may have developed some other chemical that acts as white phosphorus does, that is then packed into artillery shells that are marked white phosphorus and that they then launch on it. But I think that's really asking quite a lot for us to believe. I mean, clearly, all of the evidence points to white phosphorus being used here. But, you know, that's not necessarily illegal. The concern is the use over the populated areas.
Which would be illegal? I mean, what does the law say?
The law is very clear that the use of white phosphorus as an obscurant is a legal use. They can use it to make smoke screens.
It is a legal
our
use.
Position,
it is legal.
It is legal to use white phosphorus to create smoke screens. But our position at Human Rights Watch is the use of white phosphorus over populated areas is a violation of the Geneva Conventions because it shows that the Israelis are not taking all due precautions to preclude the civilian population from harm. This is something that, if used as a weapon, cannot protect the civilian population. It is something that covers such a wide area that it cannot distinguish between military and civilian. And so we at Human Rights Watch are calling on the Israelis to stop employing white phosphorus in the Gaza Strip in densely populated areas.
And the Israeli Defense Force has said that it is absolutely not using white phosphorus.
Well, you know, then it really depends on who you're speaking with in the IDF. Some people will say, we're not using white phosphorus. Some people will say, well, whatever weapons we're using are legal weapons. It's really very difficult to get a straight answer from them, and we've been trying.
Mark Alaska, what's your own experience with white phosphorus? How do you know so much about it?
Well, during the war in 2006, when Israel was fighting against Hezbollah, I was in the south of Lebanon, and you could see that white phosphorus was being used there. The concern here is we're not talking about an area like southern Lebanon, which is depopulated. This is an area where the civilian population is trapped. They have nowhere to go. And if white phosphorus comes down in their homes, it's going to potentially go into their homes, burn them, and burn the houses down.
Mark, if you do get into Gaza eventually, would you expect that if white phosphorus has been used by the Israelis on Gaza, would you expect to find any evidence of that, or does it depend on how soon you get in?
I think we're very clearly going to find the spent white phosphorus canisters, as we did when we were in Lebanon in 2006. Each of these artillery shells has canisters that you can find after the munition has been spent. And one of the things I'll be doing is looking for various weapon debris, whether it's white phosphorus or other weapons. And that's going to help us to build the different cases when we do our report on this conflict.
All right. Mark Carlasco, former targeting specialist with the Pentagon, now an investigator with Human Rights Watch, speaking to us from the border of Israel and the Gaza Strip. Thank you very much.
Sure. Not a problem.